Blog Talk Radio.
This is MikeSpirit.fm. Good evening and welcome to Guiding Lights with Jeanette Ann and Sarah May. The airwaves are now open, and these respected UK Sky Television psychics will take your hand and lead you through the universe with interesting topics and spirit communication. Call Jeanette and Sarah now. 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or register to the chat room and click Call Skype. Now the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome Jeanette Ann and Sarah May.
Good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are, all over the world. This is your Guiding Light show with Sarah May and Jeanette Ann. Are you there, my friend Jeanette?
I certainly am, Sarah. I'd like to say hi to everyone this evening. Well, good morning, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Looking forward to the show tonight. We've got some really lovely things, topics and music. We've got some really lovely music and hopefully some really interesting callers as well who are going to have some lovely validations.
We certainly have, Jeanette. And if you do want to call into the show, please dial 760-283-43. Now I'm going to go back again and start again. 760-283-34611. I got it back to front. Spirit, do this to me. And that's if you're calling from America. Anybody outside of America, prefix with 001. You can get us via Skype, and if you want to do that, it's blogtalkradio.com/ at it again. Mike Spirit FM. Remember, Mike Spirit FM. And you'll come through, you'll be able to call us via Skype, and we'd love to talk to you. So if you want to come through, connect with us and have a reading with the fantastic Jeanette Ann or myself, then we're ready and waiting to work with you and with the spirit world. As I'm sort of thinking here with Jeanette, and you know, she's not been very well, have you, Jeanette?
No, unfortunately not, sir. I came back from Spain a couple of weeks ago and I've seemed to be very unlucky because I've now picked up shingles, which is a particularly nasty viral infection. So I've been spending all last week recovering from, or at least getting over the worst of it. So it's lovely to be on the radio show tonight because I know that we do some meditation and I thought, you know, we could do a lovely healing meditation and I myself would benefit from it this evening as well, Sarah.
Definitely, Jeanette. We will do a meditation and we'll focus on your areas as well while we're doing that. But we'll also share the meditation with all of our listeners as well. And those people that maybe are listening back to the show who aren't listening at this minute, because obviously you can listen back to these shows. All of the shows on Mike Spirit FM are recorded. You just go onto the website and you can listen to anyone that you want to. So hopefully you'll get the benefit of that. So really, Jeanette, you haven't really been doing much on the working front for about a week. Just been taking it easy.
Yeah, I haven't done any work at all. I cancelled all work so that I could have complete rest on my doctor's orders, if you like. And to be quite honest with you, Sarah, I think I must have slept most of last week away just recuperating and getting myself my energy, my life force energy, my core energy back to, you know, to where I feel like I'm able to work with you guys tonight.
Yeah, and I know that you will do really well, Jeanette, because spirit, they come in and they sort of, they take over a little bit, but they don't abuse us, do they, Jeanette?
No, they don't.
So we're safe. We're very safe there. I've had a bit of an up and down week myself as well, Jeanette, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I've done a fair bit of work, but I would like to mention a few people if I could on this show. There has been a passing of a very, very dear lady last week, last Thursday. Found out of the blue, was a little bit of a shock for me. Beautiful, beautiful spiritual angel by the name of Joy Clark, medium Joy Clark. Any of you listening around the West Midlands area or out of that area, unfortunately, she's passed to the spirit world. So that's been quite a great sad loss for me, and I found that quite difficult because it's difficult when you lose a friend. And she was a very special lady, and I would like to give my love and my support to her lovely partner, John Webb, and her beautiful children and grandchildren, because Joy Clark was very much the doting nanny. Whenever I used to speak to her, she used to say, I've got to buy so-and-so some shoes next week, and then I'm going to save a little bit of money up for so-and-so to get a new dress. And she really, really looked after the little ones. And she was actually an only child herself. And she's well known around the West Midlands area. And she was a phenomenal medium. I loved to watch her work, and I had the pleasure of working with her. But she's unfortunately been taken, and she knew that she would go at the age of 53, and that's what's happened. Mm. So it's quite sad, you know. As much as we communicate with spirit, and we know that they're still there, it's still difficult and sad when somebody passes, because you have to go through the bereavement. But I will tell you, she's definitely all around. She's been with me quite a lot, which is lovely. So I've had quite a few chats with her. So some of you don't know who she is, but to me, we respect our like-minded souls, our spirit workers. And she would give you the shirt off her back. And she certainly helped me a lot. So in a little while, we'll dedicate a song to Joy Clark. And I'd just like to say, Joy, come and join us tonight if you want to, sweetheart. I'm sure she will. So there we go.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. And also, another person I'd like to mention, this is a little bit of an unusual one, is somebody who actually is already in the spirit world, who's been there a couple of years, by the name of Mark Whelan. And Mark is a little bit like a guide to me. But he's a cheeky chappy who came to me once in a reading when he's Mom, Linda, his auntie Karen, and his sister Vicky came and sat in front of me. And Mark really played up. He was pinching me and kicking me, and something shot off the blind across the room, and he was teasing his sister, as he often did when they were children and adults even. And, you know, he was giving some very valuable information. Now, unfortunately with Mark, he was involved in it. We hung, really. You know, it's the only way I can actually honestly tell you how he passed. Mm. And they had the inquest, and it took them 2 years to have an inquest for this boy. And, of course, they had a lot of his property. The police and everybody had a lot of his property. And his mum and his auntie, his mum and his sister used to come and have regular readings with me, still do. And Mark used to give them valuable information, mentioning names and places and all sorts of things, and things that were coming up and happening with them. And after every reading, these things actually materialized and happened. So it was a really lovely, clear link. And today we've had the inquest at Sutton Coldfield Town Hall for Mark Whelan, and they've actually said that it was accidental death, and bit of a sad day, but a bit of a closure for the family, so that they can now grieve. And I'd just like to say, Mark, I know he'll probably play up, by the way. I know Mark's around, and I would just like to say all of my love to your dad, Patrick, your mum, Linda, your sister, Vicky, your auntie, Karen, and the rest of your family. Okay. I don't normally do this on a show. I wouldn't normally bring in sort of personal things, you know, to share with you. But these people, to me, are very special. And I just wanted to dedicate some music to them, which we'll do a little bit later, and to just give them a mention, because I think that's lovely.
Oh, okay. That's lovely.
Yeah.
Really sad.
It is, but in some respects, you know, they, as it's a difficult job what we do, isn't it, Jeanette?
Yeah.
I think it's one of the most difficult jobs you can do. People seem to think it's quite easy to just talk for a living, but we feel the emotions as well, and we get a lot. We feel it with the family if we're doing it properly as mediums. And it was nice, really, to follow on with Mark. I don't often do that with all of my clients, but you can become a part of the family, you know, because it's the emotional value to it. And, it, you know, and I've got a lot of respect for him. And I think we don't just work for the people on the earth plane. As a medium or clairvoyant, we work in the realms of heaven and the realms of earth as well. So we're in between. We're an instrument that's passing the information on. So there we go. So I just wanted to give them a mention and send my love to all involved. Okay.
Oh, yes, that's lovely, Sarah. I'm sure they appreciate your help and support as well. That's a lovely thing to be able to do, which is to give people some comfort, really, and to just give them that little bit of evidence that there is life and, you know, carries on, and that the love that we feel on this side is eternal and it does actually carry on. So that's lovely, Sarah.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice to share it. I know it's personal, but it's nice to share it because people can see how we work as people, how we are as human people.
Yeah.
You know, how we connect with people. I mean, we're not going to share everything that we do, but sometimes something comes into your life where you just really feel it. And, you know, so for the family of Joy Clark and the family of Mark Whelan, shall we all send our love?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Love and healing sent, yeah?
Okay. So, Jeanette, should we do a bit of a healing?
Yeah, that would be lovely. So what should we do tonight? Should we open the chakras? Should we just go into a lovely meditation? Where should we go with this meditation tonight, Sarah?
I can see flowers at the moment, Jeanette. And
okay.
I think if we open up the chakra points with flowers and then look at those parts of the body zones and almost give the healing around the physical body and help the emotional body as well, and obviously the astral, everything around it, the etheric, and try and do it that way.
Yeah? Okay, because when you said flowers, I was instantly drawn to a beautiful field with red poppies swishing in the wind. So let's go to the base chakra area first then.
Lovely. Okay. So if you want to mention the flowers, Jeanette, shall I talk about them and open them up?
Lovely.
So we've got a sea of poppies ahead of us. We have a sea of red. And we can't quite make out what all of this red is. But when we look to the ground, they're budding flowers that are lifting and opening up. And as the sun shines down on these lovely flowers, they open up and they thrive a little bit more. And down comes a little bit of rain to refresh them and give them just what they need. The sunshine and the water, which is connected to emotion. Okay, so we're looking at the base chakra here and we're imagining a beautiful poppy growing up from the earth, opening up and folding out with all of its petals. And this will open up your base chakra. Okay, Jeanette, so we need to go up to the orange chakra. So what have we got?
Ooh, I've got a beautiful sunflower. And this is standing in a field of sunflowers. And there's a beautiful little house in the distance that looks like a little vineyard. So I can see, I'm really drawn to wonderful days in the Mediterranean when I'm looking at this.
Beautiful. Okay, so that's opening up our spleen area, okay, all about our physical relationships, and we're sending some healing to that. And we're lifting up a little bit more to the solar plexus area, where we will envisage the colour yellow. And to me, I can see a simple buttercup.
Mm.
And a buttercup is almost like we would probably call it a weed that grows in the ground.
Beautiful. And I think that that is such a wonderful flower to have. And I think, you know, as Sarah said about the buttercup being a lovely, simple, like, weed-like, it just goes to show that there is beauty in everything that you look for. And then as we go up further then, I'm really, really drawn to the heart chakra, and I'm going to go with a beautiful pink rose. because I feel that sometimes a rose, it can be quite small and it can be like a little bud, but it can also open and bloom and be a beautiful statement flower. And I do feel that when we've been hurt or emotionally scarred, if you like, by someone who has let us down in some way, that our heart kind of closes like a little rosebud. But what I'd like to say to all our listeners out there tonight is, anyone out there who's been hurt, please allow that rose to bloom again, because there is definitely someone out there worth loving, and you are definitely worth loving. So as we come up to the throat chakra now, I'm really drawn to a beautiful, really beautiful, lovely jade flower, okay? And I'm really drawn to a beautiful little forget-me-not or a little iris, because they come in like turquoises and blues, and I'm really drawn to these colours around the throat, okay? So what that shows me is that sometimes people do not say what they feel, and that causes a little bit of a blockage in the throat chakra. So just take these little flowers, you know, have them in a little bunch of flowers close by you, these turquoises and blue flowers. Just use that energy to keep that throat chakra balanced. And as I'm going up now to the third eye chakra, I'm really, really drawn to a lovely bluebell, okay, which will really represent the third eye chakra, those lovely colours, the purpley blue. That is your spiritual, that is your eyes opening. And sometimes people get a lot of sinus problems is around the backs of the eyes, okay? And that is because your third eye is blocked. Sinuses is in connection to the third eye. So if that is actually blocked, I feel what you need to do is just to get out into the fresh air and breathe in the beautiful flowers. And as you see, a lot of forests and woodlands, they have these little wild bluebells growing. What the meaning of this is just to take yourself out and walk amongst the lovely, you know, a lovely scenery, and just start breathing in the really lovely fresh air. So what I have then at the top is the actual crown chakra. And on this one, I'm going to go to a lovely white carnation, or maybe a lovely white lily. Because what I feel with the crown chakra is that we are all thinking too much. And sometimes we overanalyze things. And sometimes we can literally make things negative before they get positive because we're overthinking. So I would say anybody out there this evening who is feeling very, very stressed, very, very over anxious, very worried, just go with the flow. Ask the universe to bring in the right pathway for you to walk on. Think about all the positive things that are around you. Don't focus on any negative things. And if there has been any negative things in the past, don't focus on those. Focus on all the love and all the happiness that's coming in around you. And I think that would just really give us some wonderful balancing of the chakras, and we can use beautiful flowers that you can simply pick up and work with and have them by you, by your house, when you're working on your computer or when you're sitting down of an evening. Just lovely fetching the energy of these beautiful flowers and just bring in the balance and the calming effect that these lovely living things bring into your home. But if you are looking for a little bit of harmony and balance in your home, a little peace lily plant will fetch in that beautiful balance for you. And I hope that that's helped all our listeners this evening. Okay, now I do feel that we're going to go over to some songs, and then we're going to open the call lines and we're going to be taking some calls in. So let's go over to our first couple of songs. Thank you.
Show them all the beauty they possess. I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you. You have made me what I am, and I'm yours. My love, there's so many ways I want to say I love you. Let me hold you in my arms for evermore. You have gone and made me such a fool. I'm so lost in your love. And oh girl, we belong together. Won't you believe in my song? Lady, for so many years I thought I'd never find you. You have come into my life and made me whole. Oh, forever, let me wake to see you each and every morning. Let me hear you whisper softly in my ear. In my eyes, no one else but you. There's no other love like our love. Oh yeah, girl, I'll always want you near me. I've waited for you for so long.
A fabulous song. Love that song from Lylan Richie. So meaningful. I do believe Sarah's back with us, and I think Mike has just popped in as well. So I'm going to say hi, Sarah, and hello to Mike.
Hello, Jeanette. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing really good, thank you. Really good.
Well, you know, I've come back from Florida.
To him.
Yeah, would you believe it? I was in a country that was absolutely beautiful. Mm. 90 degrees sunshine. Mm. The first week was perfect. I was in and out of the pool to cool off. Mm. The second week, it just hit me like a ton of bricks.
Well, there we go. That's the way it is, isn't it? Eh? It's the same as me. I was in Spain lapping it up by the swimming pool, and I come home and I've got shingles. So you tell me, Mike, where does these things come from, eh? Where the heck do they come from?
Well, I think I'm going to blame the plane ride, I am.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm going to blame, the plane.
And you, Jeanette, do you want to blame the plane ride as well?
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's just one of those things. It seems coincidental, but I suppose maybe it's Spirit's way of slowing us down to have a little rest after all our jaunts and journeys, Mike. I'm going to put it down to that.
Well, maybe so, maybe so. I'm looking in the chat room, Mary Lou, saying, did I get sunburned? Well, Mary Lou, I didn't have a chance to lay in the sun that much, but I did get a nice tan.
You're used to the weather anyway, aren't you, Mike, with your bricklaying?
Yeah, this is it. I mean, I'm outside all day, every day, you know, with my job. So, yeah, I'm kind of used to being outside. So I'm used to the you know, warm and cold and warm and cold. But, you know, you get used to it, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, at the end of the day, you know, I think we just got to be strong and just crack on with these things. I'm not going to let these shingles beat me. I'm going to fight them. And I think that's what you should do with your bad flu. And I think we'll all be okay. Give it another week and we'll both be fighting fit again, eh, Mike?
Most definitely, you know. Well, you know, the show doesn't stop because Mike Davis is ill. Far from the word, you know. That's one thing for sure. Because, you know, I know yesterday I had my show right here on Mike Spirit FM. And Wednesday, I got a demonstration locally by me to do, so I'm looking forward to that. So whether it's gone or not, it doesn't matter. I'm still going to be there.
Well, I'm still in quarantine, so that's the beauty of being on the radio, is that it's just me and quarantine until I'm better.
Well, that's probably the best way, Jeanette, you know. And you know, I can say to you, and I hope that you do get better very soon and quickly.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, Mike. Very kind of you.
And there's me, Jeanette, giving you a healing and I get kicked out. How bad's that? You had to heal yourself, didn't you?
Oh, well. That's the way it goes.
All of that. Very spooky. I had a horrific headache.
Did you?
And the key went a lot on the computer, which never, ever goes. And I was driving my car today on the way back from the coroner's verdict, and I kept going beep 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 in the car. All the lamps were going and everything all the way home. So I think I'm going to affect everybody tonight. I do apologize in advance.
Okay, no problem. So we can open the lines then and say hi and see who's waiting to come through and say hello to us in Guiding Lights this evening.
Hello.
Is there anybody there? Apart from...
Hey guys, how are you doing?
Yeah, hi there. Do you want me to take this, Sarah, or do you want to take this?
I don't mind, sweetheart. How do you feel?
I think I'll take this. I just had a quick vibe in with the energy. I'm okay. Who am I speaking to, please?
Hey, this is Jordana.
Hi, Jordana. Have I read for you before? This is Jeanette Ann.
No, I believe Sarah read me.
Okay, no problem. Now then, Jordana, nice to talk to you. I hope you're enjoying the show this evening. Then, how can... Yeah, thank you, lovely. How can I help you tonight, please?
Hi. Well, I actually... My question is about a relationship that I'm wondering if it's going somewhere, because we haven't really defined... We haven't talked about it on whether or not what he's feeling.
Right, okay. Well, right now, I see this guy as being quite a feisty, fiery guy, okay? I'm also looking at more like an Aries or a Leo or a Saggy with him. And I feel
he's a Saggy.
Okay, thank you, darling. And I feel with him that he's got... he's a really ambitious guy, okay? He likes to succeed. He likes to win. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he was in charge or wanting to be in charge, okay, in work, because he comes across, you know, full of that feisty, fiery Sagittarius energy. I feel he's got very nice eyes, okay, Jordana? And I also feel that with him, it hasn't always been plain sailing for him. I feel over the last 3 years, there's been a few difficulties in his life. But also, if I go back about 18 months for yourself, I feel that you've also had stuff that hasn't been very nice that you've had to deal with as well. Do you understand that, my love?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, great. So we've got the link here with you now. Now, what I'm picking up, okay, I believe that you said, is this relationship going somewhere? I feel that you are stressing yourself out unnecessarily about this relationship. And I feel that this guy is the type of guy who, if you like, likes to have a little bit of a challenge. Do you understand that? Because he comes across as the type of guy that he, you know, he really sets his sights on things and he aims high. So I feel
right.
The best way that you can kind of deal with this guy, if you became a little bit detached from his energy, if you understand that. Because what I'm feeling with you, it's almost like a tap, it's draining in his direction all the time. Okay, now I know you really like this guy, and I do feel that there is a possibility that this could be something really nice, but I feel it's very important that he kind of does the running. Do you understand that?
Yeah, absolutely. That completely makes sense.
Okay, because if you kind of make yourself overly available to him, this is what the spirit is saying. If you make yourself overly available, I feel he will kind of lose interest in you. I think what he likes about you is that you seem to have quite an open face. So I'm looking at someone with like a lovely round face and beautiful eyes yourself. Do you understand that, Jordana?
Yes.
Okay, now
absolutely. I'm very career focused. I'm really laser focused with my career.
Right. Now, what I want to see with you, I want to see that girl come into the forefront, that laser-focused girl come into the forefront, who gives this guy the impression that she's really not that bothered whether or not he comes forward or not. Because I feel if you put a challenge there, he is more likely to think, interesting. But if you come across as being too available or too overly interested in him, I think he will be like a little bit, nonchalant, that's the word, about whether he comes forward to you or not. I feel, and Spirit is showing me, okay, that you have got some wonderful qualities yourself. You're very creative as a person, and I feel that I'm writing with you. So you either have creativity to write or you should be writing. Do you understand that, my darling?
Yeah, I mean, I'm an entrepreneur, so...
Good. Are you thinking about writing a book, please?
Eventually, I'm going to write a book, yeah.
Because you should, because that will be a success for you, okay? And I've also got a Doris, or a name that sounds like Doris, who's going to come around and help you. So is there a Doris or a Doreen around you that's quite helpful, please?
Not currently, keep a lookout for that.
Watch out for that name, because I'm really drawn to a Doris or a Doreen who is going to be coming in quite useful for you, helping you with your creative side, okay? This guy, I feel that he will be phoning you again. There is more to come. There's unfinished business there. I feel between now and December time, it's going to be a little bit more communication, a little bit more conversation.
Do you feel that he has a mutual interest, or
I
that
do
he feels
feel,
the same?
I feel that he likes you, but I feel that at this moment in time, you like him more than he likes you. So it's imperative that you fed your energies back a little bit to allow this guy to decide whether or not he really wants to go forward with you or not. I see that he will, okay? I feel that there is definitely unfinished business there with you guys, okay, that needs to be reestablished. And I feel within the next 2 months, you two are going to be communicating a lot more than what you are now. So I would definitely say that this guy is a very challenging man. He loves winning. He is very busy. He's very business focused. He's very much into his business. I feel
yep.
that I'm walking in a big building with this guy. So he is a sharp dresser, and he's very, very much on where he wants to be. Do you understand that?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the things that, that made me interested in him.
Right. So this is the guy that he is. It's very important that you just take a step back and allow this guy to come forward to you. In the meantime,
right.
I feel you should be focusing on your own work and success and your own career issues. I feel that there's been a period around you for the last 6 to 9 months where money has been a little bit slow coming in. Either that or you're waiting for news about money or someone has let you down with money. Do you understand that, sweetheart?
I do, yes.
Right. Okay. Well, you have to focus on bringing your own house back in order, if you understand that saying.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm actually in the process of starting a, of being an executive producer of a TV show.
Right. So you know, okay, where you need to be. You know
right.
that you know that you've got, what I would say, this wonderful ball of creative energy around you, and that you need to be focusing on something that's going to really build you in a very profoundly positive way. You can't afford to waste your energy thinking about what this guy likes you or if he doesn't like you. Because I do feel that if this guy is interested, he will come forward, he will present himself to you. You don't have to worry about it. But what you do need to be focused on is where you need to be, what direction you're heading. I feel that there's a couple of choices coming in for you. And I also do feel that there is a book in the mix of this somewhere within the next 2 years. There's papers, there's a book, there's definitely something, because Spirit is showing me a book with pages opening. So there is definitely.
What about a movie?
Yeah, well, is it a screenplay? Is it a screenplay I'm seeing? Because I'm definitely seeing, you know, when a book moves, the pages move over fast, it's like flickering. So maybe this is something that will turn into a movie. So, you know, as I feel, the world is your oyster, darling, and you have to really be positive, because there is a lot more positive ongoing things coming in for you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Well, it was lovely talking to you, lovely connecting. And
you
I'd just
as
like
well.
To say thank you. Yeah, thank you very much for connecting with Guiding Lights this evening. And I'll say thank you very much, my love.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, ma. Okay, Sarah, it's over to you for the next caller.
That was lovely, Jeanette. Lovely to listen to. And hello there. Who's calling?
Hi, yes, this is Felicia.
Felicia.
Yes, Felicia.
Felicia, I did get it right. I just like to get people's names right, Felicia. Hello, sweetheart. Thank you for calling into Guiding Lights. And is this your first time to call in?
Yes.
Yeah, and whereabouts are you?
I'm sorry?
Where are you, sweetheart?
In Maryland.
Maryland. Okay, lovely. Was there a specific question you wanted me to look at for you, or do you just want me to link in and see what I've got for you?
Yes, I would rather you link in to see what you have for me.
Okay. I sense a lot of things, Felicia, okay? So I get aches and pains, and I'll just tell you what I've got. I feel quite tight around the chest area, and I feel like I can't breathe very well, okay? I'm not saying this is anybody on the earth plane, but it could be somebody in spirit. And it's getting tighter and tighter around me, okay? Almost like doesn't sound very nice, but I feel a little bit suffocated, okay? And I feel around this energy, as I can see standing in front of me, is a gentleman in the spirit world, okay? And he's almost like handing me his hand of friendship, putting his hand forward as the hand of friendship, and I'm just taking his hand and I'm just going to have a look and see what he wants to say. Okay, he gives me the month of February as linking in around you, darling. Is this a passing of somebody, or is this a celebration around you of a birthday or something?
I'm not sure, honestly. You
no
said
problem.
February?
I did, yes.
I don't know anybody's birthday in February.
Okay. Did anybody pass to the spirit world around about that time?
No.
Right, okay.
Not that I knew of.
That's okay. Just hold on to it, because that's the link that he's giving to me. He's showing me a lot of trees, okay? Now, I'm wondering, are you living somewhere where there's fields and a lot of trees?
There's trees in the back of my bedroom.
Right, okay, because I can see quite a large grassy area, which is almost like has a border of trees in like a square. Do you understand this?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
I can see a large grassy area, a flat grassed area, which is surrounded by a square of trees.
Okay.
Almost like boxed in. Do you understand this? Do you know where I am with this?
Not sure, honestly. I'm still trying to put
Don't worry,
together.
Sweetheart. Don't worry. Just let me continue with the link and we'll see where we go with it. I'm being given the name Paul around you. Do you know a Paul?
No.
Either in the spirit world or on the earth plane.
No, I don't know a Paul.
Paul. Hold on to that name then. If I get a few more no's, I'm going to try and pass you on to somebody else and see if they can connect in with you. Because it may well be that I'm not connecting very well with your energy, okay? I'm just going to see if I can just get a little bit more information from this gentleman. Right, okay. Okay. He's talking about April as well, the month of April. Now, was there some sort of upset around you in the month of April, sweetheart?
No.
Okay. Mike, are you there, darling?
Yes, I am still here.
Do you want to see if you can connect in with this lady? Because I'm getting too many no's and I just feel like I'm, you know, I'd rather have a little bit more of a validation with her so that I can get in there.
Okay, no problem, Sarah.
Okay.
And what was your name, sweetheart?
I'm sorry, Felicia.
Alicia. Okay, Alicia. Now, see, as I connect to spirit, I know I've got a lady that draws close to you with me, okay? Now, that doesn't mean that the gentleman that Sarah was with is not there, because he is. But I'm aware of a lady that wants to connect there with you, and I know as I'm aware of this lady, she's quite a small lady in the build of her body. I believe it. I want to see she when she passed home to the spirit world. I do feel she's in her late 70s of when she passed. I believe like 78, 79 of when she went home to the spirit world. I know that she connects to your family. I want to link it to your mum's side. As I go into your mum's side, I feel as if this is like your grandmother as she communicates. So do you understand your grandmother that would have been in her 70s, late 70s? That was quite slight of her build when she passed. Is that right?
Yes, she was around 78, 79, and that is on my mom's side, and she passed away 2 years ago.
Perfect, because I know that she joins me, and as she joins me, she talks to me that she's been in your life quite a lot of late. She understands there's been a few difficulties in your life. And if I said to you that there's some decisions that you have to make in your life at the moment, you would understand that, wouldn't you?
I'm sorry, could you repeat what you just said?
Okay. As she's been in your life, there's been a few difficulties in your life. You have to make some decisions in your life right now. Is that right?
Yes.
And she talks to me here about that you're in a dilemma at the moment, whether you stay on the same path that you've been on for such a long time, or do you divert off into something else? Like, 'cause I know that something's been offered to you, or you've looked at another doorway, looked at another avenue, but I want to say to you that you need to explore this new avenue, because I feel in some way that you feel disappointed of the avenue that you're on at the moment. So this path that you're traveling, you feel disappointment. You feel as if you're going very slow. You feel as if you're getting nowhere very fast. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And she talks to me about going forward onto this new path, this new avenue. A doorway has opened up there for you for a reason. And I believe that that reason is for you to start finding your feet again. I know that your life has been like been so slow, has been so stagnated at the moment that you feel, what's the point? Why am I doing all this work and getting nothing back? And I know that the minute you take this new opportunity, this new pathway, that things will change in your life so dramatically there for you, okay? Because I know that you've been praying so hard for this, you've been wanting it to happen so much. And I feel I just need to say to you, you need to just get on with it. You need to just do it because your grandmother is so close there with you. She's always going to guide you every step of the way, okay? Now, I do feel as if I wanted to say to you that there's something about learning to walk before you run. Now, would you understand why I would want to say that to you at the minute?
I'm sorry?
That you need to learn to walk before you run. Okay, so are you trying to do something that's a little bit before your time, or you're trying to rush into doing something, or you're trying to force something to happen that's not really ready to happen just yet?
No. I mean, eventually I want my own business, but I know, right now it's not the time, so.
Okay, because I want to say to you, let's learn to walk before we run. So if it is the business, if it is the part of where you feel that you want to do things, okay, within a business, I want to see you learn about the business first. learn about everything to do with a business first before we jump in, okay? Because I know so many times that we are so egotistical to get on with things and so eager that we need to just get on with it. But I know I'm being told, learn to walk before you run. In other words, learn the business first before you jump in, because if you jump in, it's like as if you're set to fail, and that's not what she wants. She wants you to understand it, learn all about it, create the right pathway, create the right ambience for you to work in. And once you create that right ambience, I know that your life will take off, okay? Because at the moment, it's like as if there's a big stop sign in front of you, okay? And that stop sign is like for you to stop, take note of what's around you. I know that that light will turn into green, okay? And when it turns into the green, it's like full steam ahead. Your granny is always going to be there to support you. She's always going to be there to guide you and to bring upliftment, to bring healing around you, because I know that you are quite spiritual of the mind as well. Do you understand this?
Yes.
See, and she just makes me aware that if you go with what you feel inside, follow your gut feeling, because that's where the spirit world inspires us. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Good, okay. Now, she talks to me about... See, she says, tell her I've been with her today, okay? And as she's been with you today, why does she tell me about putting things away in your purse? Have you been putting money in your purse? Either you've been like pulling money out of the bank and you've been putting it in your purse, or you've been receiving money off someone. Do you understand about putting money in your purse today?
No, not really. That part I'm unclear on.
Okay, well, she talks about putting money in your purse, okay? And in other words, what I wanted to say to you, instead of spending, keep a little back, all right? Because I feel that, I'm not saying that you need it, okay? But keep a little back, because it's going to set you off, and it's going to set you up for the right way as we go forward. So know that your grandmother's there with you, supporting you, guiding you every step of the way, okay? Why did she say to me about the shoes? Hold on a minute.
About shoes?
Shoes, yeah. Have you, like, either threw a pair of shoes out of late, or you've, like, broke a pair of, or a pair of shoes are broken or something? Why did she show me your shoes and they broken? It's like if I wanted to put them in the bin.
I'm not sure. I actually wanted to go shoe shopping. That's something I wanted to do for the fall, winter and fall shoe shopping, just because I feel like I need more shoes, but
right. Okay.
It's something that I didn't do yet.
Okay, well, that's fine. If that's something that you want to do, that's something that's in your mind that you want to do, she can, you know, when the spirit world works with us, it's those thoughts that we put out there. That's what's encloned with the spirit world, and that's what we can work with, okay? So know that she's around you. Know that she will do her very best to prove her existence to you. I hope that's helped you a little bit. And I do apologize about the crogginess in my voice. But know that your granny is there, and she will do everything that she can to support you and to guide you. And remember what I said about the business there, okay? Learn to walk before we run.
Yes.
Okay, you happy?
Yes. I just have one question as far as relationship. What do you see for that for me?
Okay. Now, would I be right in saying that, now on relationship, I feel as if I want to say that there is someone in your life at the moment, okay? But it's like as if I want more commitment. Do you understand that you're wanting more commitment at the moment?
Well, actually, I just got out of a relationship, so...
Okay, hang on a minute. So, if you've just got out of a relationship, was that because there was a lack of commitment?
Yes.
See, because she says to me that you want more commitment, okay? So, again, that tells me that even though that you've just got out of it, that's because of the lack of commitment. I know that the next person that comes into your life, there will be commitment. There will be a way for you to go forward, okay? You need to learn to trust yourself, because I know that you're having issues with trusting yourself. And when you can't trust yourself that much, it's like having difficulty in trusting others, okay? So I want to say, learn to find that trust within yourself again. I know that relationship sense, it will pick back up there for you.
Okay.
Okay.
And will I be communicating with my last, I'm sorry, this is my last question. Will I be communicating with him again, as far as the last guy?
Okay. Now, he's a taller man than you, isn't he?
Yes.
Okay. Would it be right in saying that you have, like, text each other, or there's been communication there?
That's been, I want to say, 2 weeks ago, the last time we really, that as far as the text communication.
Okay. Because I know I want to say that there's been communication. I want to leave that to one side, okay? I'm not saying that's what you have to do, but I know that I feel I want to move on, okay? So of where that was about 2 weeks ago, I want to move on from it. And as you move on, again, you're creating a different atmosphere for yourself. And once we can move on with this new atmosphere, this new doorway, it'll open up an whole new world there for you. Okay, I'm going to leave that there with you. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Lovely. That was wonderful. Thanks for that, Mike.
No problem at all.
Thank you. Yeah. I know when I'm not there, you know, and while you've been chatting away to Felicia, Jeanette and I have been having a little bit of a chat via typing, and it seems that I'm actually with you, Jeanette. Are you
I am. Yeah, I'm listening to you. And I was just thinking, as you was trying to link in with the lady, Felicia, that actually you were actually linking in with me, Sarah. So because the information that you were trying to say is very relevant to me.
Okay. So I'm just going to get, is that okay with everybody? I'm just going to quickly link in with Jeanette, because if I don't do this, I'm going to block, because I feel there's people that want to communicate with you, Jeanette. Now, we had a little bit of a sneaky reading before we came on, didn't we, earlier?
Yeah, we did.
You know, you said, what have you got for me? I had a bit of a blast, and I said, I'll come back to you later, and we'll finish off tomorrow. It seems that Spirit wants to continue this now, because I actually had a horrific headache just at the top of my head and around the front of my head above my eyebrows, but it almost felt like on top of my head was like a really bad pain, and I really felt it. Now, Spirit don't always bring, they rarely bring that kind of pain to me, okay? And you were saying to me that Paul is your
cousin.
Cousin.
My first cousin, yeah.
In hospital.
He's in hospital. He was taken in at the weekend, critically ill. He's got a bleed on the brain.
Okay, darling. And the 2 April links you took is your dad's passing and your birthday.
My birthday, yeah.
Okay. Can you take the February link as well, Jeanette, as being a birthday?
Yeah, that's relevant to Paul.
Ah, okay. And the gentleman that was beckoning me and holding his hand out to me was almost like a tall gentleman with a cardigan on.
Now, that could be his dad. Because Paul is my mother's brother's son. She's my first cousin on my mum's side. So, yeah.
Okay. He's a tall, gaunt-looking kind of man. And he's got, like, quite an Aaron-looking grey jumper, almost like somebody's knitted this jumper for him, Jeanette, is the feeling that I get. And it's warm. I feel very warm. And I feel that he caved in around the chest area, and there's something wrong with his chest that caved in quite badly, okay? I don't mean physically. It must have been something that went wrong with his breathing mechanism. Do you understand? And it,
Yeah. Well, that could be his dad, because his dad's in the spirit, so that could be his dad.
All right, darling. And I'm giving the name of Robert here as well.
I can't take Robert. Right now, but okay. I'm going to think about that name, okay? I've got a Richard up in spirit, okay? I've got an Uncle Richard, so I don't know whether or not that's on a different side of the family, so I don't know about that. But there's definitely a connection to the pole, the headache, of course. The headache could be myself as well with the shingles, because I've had the most horrific headache over my left eye, which was one of the reasons when I started to go down with these symptoms. I just literally thought that my head was going to explode. So it could actually be me and Paul and the whole kind of thing. So it's really fascinating. But I understood as soon as you were saying those things to that lady and they weren't making any sense to her, I knew that they were going to be, that was for me, sir.
Okay, darling. I can also see a fleecy blanket, some sort of fleecy blanket. okay, a warm blanket, that I feel that, I mean, it's probably somebody else connecting in with me here, but I feel that I would put this on the bed and then I would put the sheet on top of it. Or are you doing this for somebody else?
No, I'm actually been doing that for myself because I've been feeling very cold. I've been putting my quilt on plus a nice thick fleecy blanket because I've been really cold this week.
Okay.
With the virus.
Okay, because they're just showing me this blanket and they're keeping you warm. So the healing that I actually didn't give you when I got cut off must be coming in now, Jeanette.
Okay.
All right, let's have a look and see what else we've got. I know I was talking to you earlier and I got this Pauline connection with you. She's coming in and I saw that bottle of teachers around you as well.
Yeah.
So I do feel I've got your dad link coming in here. And my sense is that I've got bad stomach problems, my stomach and my liver all around that area. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I do.
I'm swollen. I'm really swollen and I feel very yellow. And there's something went wrong around that area. I was very, very bloated to the point where my stomach was very largely extended. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's almost like he's giving me just almost like throwing butterflies at you. I know it sounds ridiculous, but they're all about freedom because you've felt really restricted lately, really down and restricted and almost like imprisoned in every single way, which just isn't you, okay?
Yeah.
But you've had to stop still and be at a standstill to realise that you really don't have to rush as much as you do. Do you understand?
Yeah, definitely, because I am very busy normally.
Yeah,
very
you've
busy.
Had a big awakening, and I feel like what you're going to do is you're going to calm it down. And I'm not saying that there isn't quality in everything that you do, because there always is, Jeanette, because you're fantastic. But I've got less quantity and more quality. Do you understand?
Yeah,
rather
definitely.
Than too much, too much, too much. And that's the feeling that I get around you. And I get a Philip link coming in as well. Who's Philip?
Oh, yeah, well, that makes sense. That's my other cousin who's passed away. And in fact, earlier on this afternoon, I was actually looking on the internet and I found a little memory on the internet that someone had written because he was a lovely pottery. He was really artistic and he used to create lovely pottery. He used to live in Portugal. So I was just looking at some of his pottery.
Oh, so obviously he was with you when you were doing this.
Yeah.
And there's you thinking that spirit aren't there, you know, obviously because you're not working. You feel like they're not there and because you're not connecting with them, are you? But actually they're all around you, aren't they? And I think it's been a time where your family, your whole spirit family, have been able to connecting with you, come around you and absolutely surround you. So my feeling is you've had a lot of ill health over the last year, okay? On and off, ear infections, knee, you know, generally run down. And my feeling is with getting this shingles broken you right down to the bone in order for you to build back up. And they're saying to me, no more, okay?
Good.
So I feel by December time this year will be nice and healthy, and next year I feel like I'm sprinting. I feel like I've got so much to do and I feel like a spring chicken. And you've got something really special coming in around about the March time, Jeanette, which you're going to be so chuffed about that I feel like you will just be glowing.
Oh, okay. Well, that's lovely,
that's
Sarah.
Lovely.
Thank you so much for that. And that was very important. Prompt you to our listeners.
Sorry,
we never
feel better
give each other readings on live on air. But honestly, when you were saying that to that lovely person, I was thinking, no, sir, this is for me. And I was trying to type it to say, this is actually my reading, so you're picking up my family. So thank you so much for that, Sarah. It's lovely.
All my love, my darling, and a big, big pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
Hi.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, well, that was wonderful, listeners, wasn't it? Did you hear that, Mike? That was super, wasn't it, eh?
It was, you know, and you can always rely upon Sarah to give a good communication as well.
Fabulous, really fabulous. Thank you so much. I think it's because I've been so ill this week that all my loved ones just want to come in to reassure me that I'm, you know, that I'm kind loved in the spirit world. So that's wonderful. So, okay, so let's go on to the show now and let's have a look who's next and who'd like to connect with us tonight in guide.
Well, we have Penny next. Jeanette, Penny is there with us. Hi, Penny.
Hello, Penny. Hi.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you, Penny. Now, I'm going to take this one, darling, if that's okay with you. So sure. How can I help you tonight, please? Is there any area that you'd like me to look at for you, please?
I'm very open to whatever you're getting from Spirit because I feel like there's so many areas right now where I feel like so much is just up in the air, and I just, whatever they have to say, I'm very open to it because there's so much right now. I don't know where I'd start.
Okay. Well, the first thing that I want to say to you is that you are going to build up again, okay? Because what I'm just looking at, okay, is you just basically sweeping your life back onto the right path. And it's like I'm building up a pile. So what that means is that I'm getting my life back on track and I'm starting to build things again. So over the last 12 months, I guess with you that you've really had a lot of stuff to deal with that have really pushed you to the brink. Do you understand that, darling?
Yes, I do.
Right, okay. Now, did this situation with you start around about September of last year, darling, please?
I would say approximately, yeah. Yes,
right,
it was.
Right, okay. Because what I'm feeling with you, darling, is that this September, I feel, is a turning point, all right? And I do feel that as you kind of grow into the autumn time, what I'm being shown, okay, by spirit, is that you have three decisions to make. Do you understand, sweetheart? There's three difficult decisions to make around your family, home and family.
Yes, I understand.
Okay, spirit are with you every step of the way. I've got a gentleman that comes through on the spirit, and I feel that he, as when he was on this side, he was quite a strong guy, okay, as in physically strong, because I get the sense that he tried, well, actually, what I'm being shown is that he grafted all his life for his family, okay? And I do feel that this is either your dad or your granddad. Do you understand that, darling?
Yes.
Right. And I've got a J name in connection with this guy, like James or a Joe. Do you understand James or Joe, please?
Yes, I do.
Right. Okay. So is it James or Joe, darling?
Joe. And that's my mom.
Right. Joe, what did you say about your mom?
That's my mom's name, Joe. And she's still here.
Right. Okay. So would this gentleman be in connection with Joe, please?
Yes.
Because I feel that this is a strong fatherly link, okay, who was in his lifetime. Let me give you his description. I'm going to ask him if he'll show himself to me. Okay, he was tall. He was broad-shouldered. And I feel that he was a grafter. So he worked either as a labourer or with his hands. But he was a real hard-working man. Do you understand that, darling?
Yes.
Okay. And I don't know why, but I've got travel connected to him, whether it was transport, buses or trains or somewhere, but I see that there was a lot of transport connected to this gentleman.
I somewhat understand that to some degree.
Okay, because he's definitely showing me travel, okay? Transport. So he's definitely showing me that kind of a feeling about this guy. Okay, now it's his energy that's coming through, and I feel that he's just coming in, bringing in love for Joe as well. Has Joe been a bit down herself, please?
Not that I know of.
Because I do feel that with Joe, I feel that she's good at hiding things, okay? As in, she might not show you that she's feeling a little bit anxious or upset, okay? But I do feel that she is a little bit concerned and worried about what's been going on with you.
Okay.
Because I just feel that he is making me aware that what she wants is for her children to be happy. Have you got a brother, darling?
I do, yes.
Okay, because I just feel that your mum, okay, has always been very focused in making sure that you as two children, okay, have been she's been focused on really making sure that your lives are happy, okay? So I feel that she's looking at you, and even maybe you're not saying a lot, but I think she's picking up on the vibes that things are not right with you. And I do feel that she's been worried about you, and Joe is saying that she's worried about you. And I feel what she wants for you is to find peace and to start building up your own success again. I feel with work with you, you've had a bit of a roller coaster ride, and I feel that you're not reaching your true potential. Do you understand that, sweetheart?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and I feel that someone is holding you back.
Yes.
Okay, so you're either being passed over, or you are not putting yourself forward the way you should be, but I do feel I'm being held back. Do you understand that feeling?
Yes, I do.
Right. Well, I just want to say to you that you need to stand out in the crowd more. Push yourself to the front of the queue because you've got the abilities. In fact, I feel that in the job that you do, you carry a lot of people on your back as well. Do you understand, sweetheart?
Yes, I do.
All right. And you're not shining the way you need to, and you're not pushing yourself the way that you should. And I feel over the last 4 weeks particularly, I think you've been doing a lot of soul searching about where I need to be and what I need to do.
Yes.
All right. And I do feel that what Spirit is showing me here, okay, is that you need to take some time out to reflect, to build up things, because I do feel that you are really not giving yourself credit, or the word, you're not giving yourself enough credit, and you seem to be doing too much for people who don't appreciate and value you as well.
Yes.
All right, so that needs to be looked at again. It's like as though I want to cut away things that are no longer serving me, and I really want to build myself back up and find my own security. I feel like as though you've been let down emotionally, which has knocked your confidence, but I also feel that this work-related issue that they're talking about as well is something that you definitely, definitely need to resolve. I know that you're a very analytical thinker. Joe is telling me this. Have you been giving you, Joe's dad has been telling me this. Have you been giving yourself a lot of stress headaches lately, please?
Yes, I have.
Because you're overthinking things, okay? You're overanalyzing things, and I think you're, when you overanalyze things, you're always thinking very negative about yourself and about the situation that you're in. So I think what you need to do, my love, is start to have a little bit more self-confidence and really be mindful of the fact that you are actually a very busy, multitasked, creative person who is worth far more than you've given yourself credit for. I also do see a little bit more travelling coming in for you. That's why I was showing transport travel. Okay, that was the reason for that. And I do feel over the next few months, things are going to start steadily changing. And I feel Spirit are going to be guiding you on a pathway that you need to be going on. Are you thinking about opening your own little business, please?
Eventually, but I feel like I'd really like the relationship and the home situation to be better first before
right.
I'm
okay.
ready to get them.
Well, what you need to do then, you need to have a visualization board to visualize all these things coming towards you in a positive way, because Spirit are assuring me that it is all there in the palm of your hands, okay, and that you really do have the qualities to be the top of the tree if you want to, but I feel you doubt yourself and you allow yourself to stay down, okay, darling, where you should be in the forefront because you are good enough. And I feel I need to tell you that because Spirit wanted me to tell you that you are definitely good enough.
Okay.
Okay, darling. And I'm going to leave that with you now because we've got other callers on the line. But I hope that that's given you some clarity and some evidence tonight that your loved ones in spirit are working with you and that you are definitely going to be turning the corner on this situation.
Okay. And may I just ask one quick question, if it's best for me to stay in my relationship or do I need to break away? Because I feel like that's going to make a big change for whatever I do there, but I
right.
just don't know where to go.
Okay, I feel with you, okay, that what you are going to be doing is doing a lot of soul searching. I feel like as though you waited for this guy to change, and I don't feel that there's been much conversation, communication. I feel that you need to have a real open, honest, heart-to-heart chat with this guy and take it from there. I am seeing changes. I am seeing you moving forward and happiness. So whichever choice you make, there is a lot more of that coming in, and this is definitely by the end of this month, this will definitely be the ending of a very difficult situation that's been around you for at least 10 months.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
thank
sweetie.
You.
Thank you so much. You take care, my love. Bye bye. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
That was lovely, Jeanette.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Lovely to listen to. I do believe we have Mary Lou on the line. Are you there, sweetheart?
Yes, I am. Hi, lady. And
hello,
hi there.
Mike is there. He's just a little bit quiet at the moment.
Yes,
so.
I am you. I am Mary Lou. How are you?
I'm sending you both healing prayer and light energy because I know it was pretty horrible and I can hear you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Mary Lou.
Thank you, Mary Lou.
It's so nice. You know, I need all the healing that I can have at the moment. But thank you very much.
And me too.
Yeah,
you
can I have some too?
For all. Healing for all.
No. I think Jeanette and Mike need it more than I do, to be honest with you, Mary Lou, and I'll be sending healing as well. But they're both connecting absolutely fantastically, so it's not affecting their energies, is it?
Well, you know, I pray that as you do what you're doing, that you get blessed by the spirit flowing through you. Oh. And I'm sure that cleanses and clears you and heals you.
Thank
I'm sure
you.
It does.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Mike, do you want to do Mary Lou or do you want me to do Mary Lou or Mary
Lou? Yeah, you have to choose your words carefully there.
I'm just thinking that.
It's called working, Sarah.
Very sorry, Mary Lou.
why do we work with Mary Lou together, Sarah?
I think she's nice. Mike.
I think I'll let you compose yourself there, Sarah. Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi, Mike.
Okay. See, now, obviously, you've heard the way I work, Mary Lou, and you know, I know that you've heard me many times. So I'm just gonna dive straight in and just connect to the spirit world for you. Is that okay?
That's great.
Okay. Because I know, see, the minute I'm like waiting for them or opening up the door for them, there's a gentleman that just stands right in front of me there. And as he stands there, I believe that he's been in the spirit world quite some time because I know that the light that he comes in with, the energy that he comes in with, he's been there quite some time, okay? I believe that he connects to your dad's side of your family. I believe that this gentleman makes me aware that it's the chest that gives him lots of trouble because he makes reference to my chest. He makes me aware of heart, and I believe that he would have passed with this heart condition. Then he tells me he had a few warnings, but I took no notice of him, and then he just had one major heart problem, or heart attack, should I say, and took him straight home to the spirit world.
He had 3 heart attacks, but something else killed him. But I think you're hit. I think you're like, I think you're hooked in.
Okay, that's fine. Well, if he had 3 heart attacks, I know because that's what he makes me aware of. But it was something else that he passed with, was it?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Now, would I be right in saying to you that this gentleman, the one thing that attracts me to him is his energy? Now, Mary Lou, I know that you understand the spirit world. I know that you connect with the spirit world. But would I be right now? See, one of my guides, and I know I've said it many times on here, is my granddad. Okay, so we don't have to have Indians and Chinese and all these other wonderful people. Even though that they're nice, my granddad works with me perfectly. Now, I know that it's almost like as if this gentleman connects with you spiritually because he wants to work with you in some way. Now, I know that you mentioned that you're sending healing out. So you do that quite a lot, is that right, Mary Lou?
No, I don't do it a lot. You guys are just special.
All right.
Thank you.
He talks to me about sending healing vibrations, okay? And he wants to work with you on the healing vibration level, yeah, okay? So this is your granddad I'm connecting with, is it?
No, I thought it was my father.
Okay. Let me have a bit more information off him then, because as I said, he's been there a little while, and he's a well-dressed kind of a fella of when he was here with us. I know that as he comes through, that he would always like to be clear in what he is saying. He would have always liked to pronounce his words properly. He would have always been a very precise man of when he was here with us. Okay, does that fit with your father then?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. See, because I don't believe I'm with your father. I believe I'm with your granddad. Now, would I be right in saying with your granddad that he would have been the kind of fellow that was always honest in the way he was, a hard-working kind of a fellow when he was here with us, but would always like to look his best if he ever went anywhere?
I don't know. Okay. He was a janitor, so I don't picture him dressed up. I picture him dressed as a janitor.
Okay. Okay, well, he feels as if he wants me to say that he wants me to dress up around him at the minute, okay? He wants to look his best. He wants to be at his best appearance here for his communication, okay? Now, why does he tell me, Mary Lou, that in your life at the moment that he wants to start working hard there with you? He wants you to start getting the ball moving. He wants you to start doing things, because it's almost like, spiritually I'm talking now, mind, I want to start doing things there. I want to start working with you. I want you to start understanding of how close the spirit will are to you, of how much they are ready to work with you, but we have to feel comfortable first. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
See, and this gentleman, I believe he's your granddad, that comes close, because he wants me to just say to you, he wants to work with you. Okay, can you hear me now, Mary Lou? Mary Lou, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. It's a wonderful thing about being live, isn't it? Because he wants me to say to you about working with you. He wants you to start getting the ball moving. And he wants me to say to you about, as we move forward, that he wants to be the one that's by the side of you to guide you every step of the way, okay? I want to say to you as well, Mary Lou, about not feeling alone, okay? Stop feeling alone in this life. So would you understand that there's an element of you feeling like as if you've been alone at the moment? Do you understand that?
Very much, yes.
And he wants to take all this feelings away from you, because he says to me, it gets you down, it's pulling you down, okay? And you're feeling a little bit deflated with this, is that right?
Yes.
Now, would I be right in saying to you that it's like, you know, I want to put you somewhere like on a different vibration, a different level, okay? Now, I know that you have the ability to start working at the moment, but that ability, it's almost as if I want to say to you that I'm not saying that you're blocking it, far from the word, but you feel as if it's something like it's blocked in at the moment. You feel stuck, confined. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Because he wants me to say to you that about clearing all this stuff around you and allowing you to be close with those that's in the spirit world, close with, okay, your mum is there as well, is that right? Just your mum?
There is a mom spirit there, but it's not my mom.
Okay, so long as you understand of a mom. Now, let me work with this lady, because I know I'm your mom. And would I be right in saying to you that she's quite a nicely rounded lady, particularly in the features, because I know as she stands by the side of me here, I'm drawn at their features, and she's quite nicely rounded there, in the features there.
Yes.
Okay. And I know that she would have always been there for support. She would have always been there for strength. She would always be there for guidance, okay? And as she puts this around me, I feel that's what she wants. Now, Mary Lou, would I be right in saying to you that you've been trying to meditate or sit in the quiet over the last few days? Is that right?
Yeah.
Because she says to me about sitting quiet. And as you sit quiet, she comes close to you. And I do believe that you sense her close to you quite a lot. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and she says here to me that as you're sensing her close to you, it's like as if you know, the feeling she gives me in this, it's like a big warmness, and I need it right now, but this warm comes up through my legs, up through my body, and even my hands and my head feel so warm and so calming, because that's the energy that she brings with her as she links from the spirit world. So do you understand that you feel that sometimes, like a heat goes right way through up your body?
Yes.
Okay. See, that's just her way of saying to you, look, I'm close to around you, all right? See, she keeps wanting me to say as well that she's been making things happen around the home that you would notice. Her way of saying to you, look, I'm around your vibration. So would you understand there's been things happening around your home of late?
I haven't noticed. Okay. Other than a leaky ceiling. I don't think she got that.
Okay, why did she tell me about, there must be a place of where in your home of where you sit for spirit, or there's like a quiet area where you go to like be in your meditation times. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, now go back to that place. I'm not saying that you need to run there now, okay? But would you understand, because of what I can see, is these little like glass figures of like angels and different things there. So would you understand that you have these kind of things around of where you sit?
No.
Okay. Why do I keep seeing these glass, little glass, like ornament things?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, well, she keeps showing them to me. So either that these are where, or these are in your home, or what if she kept things? She liked the little ornaments and the little clear glass ones.
Well, I don't, this particular lady was Jewish, so I don't know that she's into angels, but okay.
Okay. Well, I know that I'm looking at these glass, and I know that they're like angels. That's what I can see of them. And I just want to see to you, it's like as if I can see color within them, okay? Now, to me, that tells me it's like auric feels. So are you picking up on auras at the moment?
I do see people's auras.
Ah, right, okay. Because I know as I'm seeing this like aura within these glass, again, you know, it's like as if I want to say it's your awareness. It's deepening, it's growing, okay? Work with it. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay.
The best I can figure in my space of things happening is the ceiling fan is on all the time, and occasionally all of a sudden the air in the room with the air conditioning on, before the air conditioning's even kicked in, things start flying around the room that
there
I don't think should be flying.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying about things happening around the home, okay? It's those things I'm talking about, Mary Lou, and it's just her way of saying to you, look, I'm around your vibration, okay?
Pages
it's her way of proving to you.
Pages of books fly, and papers that are stacked on the dresser will just fly all of a sudden.
You know, isn't it wonderful, the power that the spirit has, okay? And, you know, sometimes they'll do anything to attract our attention, just to say, hey, look, I'm here. And that's exactly what that they're doing around you, just trying to prove to you that they're there in your life at the moment, okay? They want you to understand that they are ready, they are willing, but it's when you are ready, they are there waiting for you. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Good. I know that I'm going to hand you over to Sarah, okay?
Okay.
Just, I know Sarah keeps, Sarah's having a few technical issues tonight, so Sarah, are you there with us?
I'm back now, Mike.
Okay.
Okay. Hello there, Mary Lou, sweetheart.
Hi.
Hello. I missed most of that, so I've got no idea what Mike said to you.
Okay.
So I'm just going to have a look and see where I'm going with you. I did do a little bit of doodling while Mike was talking, and I drew quite a big ring. Okay. It feels like it's almost like it's not really got a stone in it. It's more like a gentleman's ring. Do you understand this?
Okay, a gentleman's ring?
Like a signet ring or like a silvery ring, which is quite a big, thick ring.
Okay.
Okay, so take that because I can see it, but it's rounded rather than squared off. So there's this big ring that they're showing to me. I also have the name of James around you. Can you connect with somebody by the name of James or Jim?
I have an uncle named James, and people always say James around me, and I don't get why they would bring up an uncle. He's on this side.
Yeah, because somebody in the spirit world just likes to link in with that energy usually. And if it's a common thing, it's maybe spirit constantly telling you, we're with you. You know, and that's probably why they've mentioned James to you. I don't think it's anything to worry about. I don't think it's going to happen to him. It's just an evidential link. I also have the number 12 here as well. Does 12 connect with you anywhere, Mary Lou?
Not that I know of. Christmas.
Okay. Maybe, but that could be for everybody. It's almost like I've got a 12 on a door or a 12 in the month that I need you to think about, because they're giving me number 12 as being relevant with you, okay? So take that number 12. I also get a link around a David as well.
Okay.
Okay, does that come in anywhere?
Not yet.
Okay, take the name David. I feel like I've got tummy trouble. And I'll be honest with you, I feel like I've got bladder trouble. I don't know who this is around you. Is this somebody in the spirit world or somebody that's around you now without wanting to be too personal?
I don't know.
Okay. We'll take that link because I can feel it and I know that's there with you. Now, are you named after somebody by the name of Mary?
Yes.
Yeah. Is this lady in the spirit world?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I feel like it was her that connects with my bladder. I just feel a little bit strange around that area, okay? And she's just giving me that feeling. And in the beginning, before Mike had linked in with you, I had something wrong with my eye, Mary. So is somebody around you got a problem with their left eye?
I don't know, for sure.
Either in the spirit world or here. Have a think on it, because I just feel I've got a pulling pain around about my left eye. So somebody may have had an operation or something connected with the eye in the past or around you now, okay? So just be aware of that.
Okay.
I also get a January link with you, Mary Lou. Is this somebody's birthday or passing?
It's my dad's birthday.
Okay, and is dad in spirit or is he here?
In spirit.
Lovely. Okay, so we've got mum and dad there. I feel my ears are drawing in. So do you get a sensation around your ears, almost like something wants to tune in?
Yes.
That spirit trying to talk to you, it's almost like they want to bring you the clairaudience, which would be a voice in your ear, okay? It's not that you're poorly or there's anything wrong with you. It just feels like both of them get a little bit warm and they go a little bit fuzzy, and I feel like they're trying to talk to you and communicate with you via your ear, okay? So you may find, and I feel this will happen just as you wake up in the morning, because this has happened to me before, you may suddenly get a sentence of words from somebody. Have you already had this happen, Mary?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they're already doing this. So you need to be aware of this in the mornings, okay, just as you're waking up. Now, the thing is, spirit come in so quickly that we almost think, oh, what was that? And we've forgotten it, and we desperately try and remember what it is. So I would suggest that you have a pen and paper by your bed.
Right.
I believe they're bringing you messages early in the morning.
They
and
do.
I feel this is around about 6 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, if you don't wake up at 6 normally, ask them if they can come in a little bit later, because they have a tendency to wake us up sometimes. Okay. I feel it's predominantly, I know you're very strongly connected around your mum, but it's predominantly dad that wants to connect with you for some reason.
My mom is on this side.
Oh, is she? So that's probably why I've got your dad wanting to connect then and your mum being here. Okay. So he's wanting to tell you things. He's wanting to talk to you. He's got a few little things to tell you. And I think he's going to help you as well. Okay. And it's funny because I did catch a little bit of Mike's, what he was saying, which was that his granddad is his guide. And I believe that your dad is your guide.
Okay.
You will hear his voice and you will know that it is him. Okay, and that's the best way they work with you. It doesn't work with me personally, to be honest with you, because I'm a questioner and I'm just slightly different. But I think with you and the likes of Mike, that works really well with you because you feel comfortable with it. Okay, do you want to ask any questions, Mary, sweetheart?
The anniversary of my dad's death is like in 1 week, and it's been 20 years.
Wow.
Sort of felt like it was a big anniversary.
Yeah. So this is where the hearing is coming in and the voices are coming in, and maybe he just wants to celebrate that with you and your mum as well, sweetheart. And I'm being given a rose to give to you as well. I don't know whether the name rose is relevant with you, but I feel like I want to give you a rose. But I feel like it's a white rose, a beautiful white rose. Okay. And that to me is the rose of, yellow is the rose of peace, but I feel white is as well, because it's very pure and it's very beautiful. And I don't know whether you've got white roses or white ornaments around your home, darling, but I can see white ornaments.
I don't have white ornaments.
Okay. Have you ever bought an angel that's white? Because I can see a white angel.
I have a concrete angel thing.
Is it white?
No, it's concrete. It's like grey.
No, it's white. I've got white here. Unless, I mean, it could be a concrete angel, but I do specifically want ornaments that are white. So it may be that something's coming your way. But I feel like it's quite shiny. I feel like it's white. It looks a little bit like Mother Mary to me, but it's got long angel wings.
Hmm.
Okay. And it's quite spiritual, and I feel like it's very smooth looking and very beautiful, and I do believe this is coming your way, and when it does, it's come directly from your father, because he will put this into somebody's mind for you to get this. Okay, and this is coming to you around about February time is what I'd like to say to you. So I don't know whether you've got a celebration coming up around that time or whether somebody's just going to bring you that gift. But I do feel it's coming in February. Okay.
Okay.
All right, darling. So keep a note of that because that would be special for you. Okay. And all of our love. And thank you for being such a lovely listener to the Guiding Lights family. And you are part of us.
And I do hope you all heal by the next time I hear your voices.
Oh, I think you've given that out, and I know we will.
Good.
Okay, thank you, Mary Lou. Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay, I think we'll go over to a couple of songs. We've got some upbeat songs coming now. So we're going to listen to those, and then we will be coming back to take your calls.
Girl, my body don't. Sale veterana que tú sabes, más de la cuenta, no se haga. Teach me, baby, a better yet. Freak me, baby, yes, yes. I'm freaky, baby. I'ma make sure that your peach feels peachy, baby. No bullshit, bros. I like my women sexy, classy, sassy, powerful, yes. They love to get a little nasty now. This ain't a game, yo, see. You can put the blame on me. Dale, muñequita, abra ahí. And let it rain over me.
Very quickly. Wasn't expecting that. Hello and welcome back, everybody. We do have another caller on the line. We're going to go straight over to the caller, see if we can get a couple more calls in. Area 510, are you there?
Hello, hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm very well. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing good.
And who am I speaking to?
This is Tasha.
Tasha. Hello, Tasha.
Hi.
Jeanette, I'm going to hand you over to the fantastic Jeanette Coombe, Tasha, for her to see what she's got for you. Okay. Are you there, Jeanette?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now, darling.
Okay.
Put Tasha on the line.
Okay. Hi, Tasha. Can I just say thanks for calling into the show tonight, Tasha? How can I help you this evening, please?
Anything you can get from spirit, and then I can ask a question.
Okay. All right, my darling. Now, what I'm picking up from you, it's almost like as though I'm waiting for some news to come in, okay? So I feel like as though what they're actually showing me is like you're either waiting for news about finances or you're waiting for a letter or you're waiting for a document because I've just got you waiting for something and there has been difficulties. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes. Yeah.
Right, okay, great. Because I feel that this has been a slow, drawn out process and it seems to be a lot of to-ing and fro-ing and this could even go back around about 2 to 3 years. Do you understand that, please?
Yes.
Right, okay. Because what I'm being shown, darling, okay, is that this information or this, what you're waiting to come in, it seems like as though there seems to be like a blockage there, okay? But Spirit is saying that they're going to take that blockage away because I feel that someone hasn't been doing what they should have been doing, or there seems to be a mix-up or a delay or definitely something that hasn't been done properly, which is now going to get sorted. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Right. Okay. I feel like as though I want to say to you, okay, that we've got about 7 months to go before this gets sorted, okay? So I want to take you to around about the summertime of next year, and I feel that things are going to be different then. It's like as though that phase will end, and Spirit is showing me travel coming in for you, because what they're actually showing me here, okay, is the world, because I've just got the world in my head, which is showing me that things are going to start really opening out for you. Have you been feeling very down lately, darling?
No.
Okay, who has been feeling very down around you, please?
My children's father.
Right, okay. Does it seem to be like mood swings, or I don't know, it's like as though he's not really balanced. He seems to be up and then down with his moods, darling?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, okay, because he drains you sometimes, and what Spirit has shown me, okay, is that sometimes you need to take a step back from this situation with this gentleman. As this gentleman, I don't know why, but I'm drawn to his eye. So has he been having problems with either glasses or something around his eye, please?
He wore glasses, but he might be going
okay,
through that.
Because I just feel that this guy is being getting quite stressed, or there's an issue with his eye or something, that he needs to change glasses or have a look at glasses, but there's something that's niggling away at this guy. I feel when he was with you, darling, he didn't respect you enough. Do you understand?
Yeah, that's true.
Right, because Spirit have just come around you now and wrapped you and your family all in pink. And it's almost like, so I've got angel wings, that's what they're showing me, to surround you. So I do know that there has been a very difficult trying, testing time around you over the last 3 years in connection with all these things. But, you know, I feel I'm taking you to June of next year before they show me the pathway is clear. And I've also got an Audrey or an Aubrey in connection with you as well somewhere. Do you understand that name, please, darling?
What is the name again?
Audrey or Aubrey?
Oh, did they talk about Andre?
Okay, yeah, I'll take that, because I was trying to get the sound right. Okay, so who is Andre, please?
My fiancé.
Right, okay. Does he want you to move on? You know, is he waiting for you to kind of move on? And it's like something that you can't get sorted. There seems to be a blockage, because I've got with Andre a feeling of I want to get on with something. I want to do it.
Taking the next step.
Right.
Just going ahead and getting married.
Right, okay, because I feel that he's waiting on you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's like as though he wants to take it now, but it's like he can't take it now because he's got to wait for you to sort your end out first and get things done. That's what I'm being shown. Okay, now, Andre is a very different kind of a guy to what you had before.
Yes.
All right, he's more sensitive, he's kinder, and I feel he's a better match for you. So in a way, your ex-husband has done you a big favour by walking out of your life, because he's allowed this nicer guy to come in for you. I feel a more of a balanced energy with Andre. Has he lost someone, darling, himself within the last 5 years? Because I do feel with Andre there is a sadness around him, please, as well.
I think he's still mourning over his sister.
Right,
Ruby.
Okay. What's her name, Ruby?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Ruby. I feel with Ruby, as her name suggested, she lived life to the full. Okay. She was a very vibrant, bubbly, lively, loving person, and her energy is around him now. I feel that she went fast. I'm feeling Cancer took her quickly, or something that took her life down. Okay. But she's shining in spirit. Okay. Like a bright light. She's around her brother. You're going to find that as you go through the following few months, that your situation is going to start calming down. Andre and you will, I feel, get over these issues from the past. And I do feel that there is going to be, by around about October time of next year, a lot more happiness with you. I'm just drawn to the autumn of next year. You call it the fall over there. Okay, we call it autumn here. I feel that as I'm taking you now in October, I feel by next October, I just see that your life is going to be a lot more settled of all the complications that are stopping you and blocking you. Spirit are just giving me a straight road, okay? So when they do that in my mind, it just shows me that there's a straight path ahead for you. So actually, you're on the path that you're meant to be on now, all right? And okay. I feel I'm surrounded by a lot of yellow with you. So you are a very vibrant, creative person normally. And I just feel that they want you to work more with your creative side. But it's like all this upset that you seem to be dealing with, it's kind of taking that creativity away from you. Do you paint, please?
Do I what?
Do you paint? Are you very artistic? Do you paint? Because I want to put a paintbrush in your hand.
No.
Okay.
My second son and my youngest son they paint as well.
Right.
I could have painted, but I don't know.
Right, because I feel that there's a lot of creativity in your home, and I feel that Spirit is showing me this. Have you been painting with your sons within the last 2 days, please?
No.
Because there's someone who is showing me a paintbrush for creativity, and it's like as though they're painting you a rainbow of colours. So I feel that there's going to be more vibrancy, more love, more life coming into your life. And I feel that things are going to really start, like, opening up, you know, with all these lovely colours around you. I also feel as well, okay, with this situation, that I've got someone around you as well, and I feel that this could possibly be you, who's been suffering with lower back pain as well, darling. Do you understand that?
Oh, that's my oldest son, because he always keeps saying his back hurts.
Right, because I feel that needs to be looked into. And I also feel with you, okay, I just feel like as I'm wearing myself out, I'm getting a lot of stress and anxiety, headaches. And I feel that there's someone around you also who's been getting a lot of panic and anxiety attacks, darling. Do you know who that is?
My middle son.
Okay, so that just goes to prove that Spirit are definitely around you, looking in at your family, bringing in their evidence that they want to work with you, that they want to bring love to you. I really do feel, okay, that they want to say you're not going to be on your own for long. This is really, you know, this is really your time now to get things finalized. And I'm going to have to let you go, sweetheart, because we're coming up to the end of the show. And all I want to say to you before you go is that the Wheel of Fortune, my love, is turning around for you. Karma is bringing in the love that you deserve with the man that is good enough for you. Okay, my love?
Okay.
Thank you very much for working with me this evening.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye, my love. Bye-bye.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we're coming towards the end of the show, everybody. Isn't that sad?
Gosh, that's gone really fast, yeah?
Time does fly, Jeanette, and silly, doesn't it? You know, especially when you're enjoying what we're doing.
Definitely. Definitely. So, what's the plans for you then this week, Sarah?
Oh, Jeanette, I don't know. I'm living from day to day at the moment because I know I've got so much ahead of me, I don't really want to look. I've got some private readings to do. I've got a party on Friday, and I usually do shows and stuff at the weekends.
Okay.
And during the week, I've got a little bit of travelling coming up as well, which is nice because I'm going out of area. So I couldn't say anything specific because I haven't got my diary in front of me, but I do know that I have blocks of work booked in.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. Well, I'm going to be having the next couple of days off, just chilling and relaxing, and then I'm back working on Psychic Interactive TV on Sky 886. You can catch me there on Thursday onwards. I'm back into work. I'm just going to take the next couple of days to recuperate. And I know that Mike is also going to be busy as well with his stuff. So what are you up to, Mike?
Well, I got a demonstration Wednesday to do, so it's... looking forward to that.
Where's that, Mike?
That's a local club by me, up by Tree Harris. Yeah, really looking forward to doing that one and taking tomorrow off, try and get over a bit of this and maybe the rest of the week take off.
There we go. That sounds wonderful. Well, I think we're all going to just say goodbye to you all. We're going to go over to our last song. And it's been absolutely super working with you again, Mike, and you also again, Sarah. And thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for that lovely message that you fetched through for my family connecting to me. And we'll see you next week to all our listeners on Guiding Lights at 9 o'clock UK time.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.
There was nothing, so empty, in the space between, and you came in, turned the lights on, and created what it came to be before I
Thank you for being part of the Guiding Light Show. Jeanette and Sarah will be back with you next week at the same time, 9 o'clock in the evening, GMT. Meanwhile, contact them direct. Search Guiding Lights on Facebook or visit their website. Jeanette is available at www.jeanette-coon-psychic-tarot.co.uk and Sarah available at www.sarahmaypsychic.com. Until next week, take care.